That one. What was that?
That wasn't anything, Tony. Keep going.
Number one sports betting show. Come on, Pat McAfee Incorporated. I don't know. I am Toe Dix.
Atta baby Toe.
That's Bubba Campino. He's a Canadian sensation. He's a bearded wonder.
Hey, Tony. Why?
Bruce, what's going on?
What's going on, dude?
What is going on tonight, Bruce?
We got some playoff baseball.
Yeah.
The other series, not the most electric series okay. the world's ever seen.
What else?
Let's not count all these Rangers being pretty electric.
We got the Liberty nodding it up
okay.
tonight against the shorthanded Las Vegas Aces.
Anything else?
Not very shorthanded.
Two starters are out injured.
Still have
what else we got? We got weekday Conference USA.
Party
in the QSA. Got my hands up. I'm making my picks. Gonna win them all today.
Hell yeah. Is there any puck tonight?
I'm sure there's puck tonight. The two. Penguins are playing.
Give me two.
Utah.
Let's play two.
Give me two.
Let's play two.
Yep. This is and usually we have a nice watch along. Only two games. We sit by the fire. Yeah. Gumpy's got like a sweet piano behind him.
Don't.
Rest
don't,
in peace.
Don't put this on me. You know,
Otter, how are we?
You know, I have no life, Bruce. Don't. You're looking at the wrong guy here.
Otter, how are we?
Tony, I'm doing absolutely fantastic.
Awesome.
We got Conference USA games, and we have also the Las Vegas Aces taking home their second consecutive chip tonight because
Bruce's New York Liberty fucking sucks.
All right.
Thank you. I respect what Bruce did there. He realized he muted your mic, and then that wasn't enough. So then he muted the whole back room, and we couldn't hear you. But we know what you were saying, because Bruce is a huge New York Liberty fan.
There's nothing we love more than seeing some passion about the WNBA from the back room.
Hell yeah. They love it. They fucking love it, and that's why we love them.
Yeah.
Tonight. Sorry. Last night. You guys were on Phillies?
Yeah.
Yeah.
They won.
Yeah.
What was I on?
Oh, Tony, wait.
Who were you on, Tony?
Oh, F's in the chat.
Come on.
F's in the chat.
What now?
To be honest, it was the first show this week that this happened, so.
Well, that's true.
No, a couple people don't. They're idiots. All right, we're back.
F's in the chat. W's. Now we're back. That's Bruce's fault.
W's. W!
What were we talking about? Oh, last night. You guys were on the Phillies. Congrats.
Yeah.
What was I on?
What were you on, Tony?
The under first five, baby. You guys said, no way. Don't do it, Tony.
You
and I said, don't worry. They're just going to be solo bombs.
They didn't have any ducks on the pond.
Did you take the Phillies game one?
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
What about Jacksonville State?
I did not.
What?
Sick of them.
Why'd you do that?
What?
Because you know what? You guys are trotting them out here like they're the Ohio Bobcats, and they're not.
What did they just do last night?
They won.
They won.
7.5 point dog.
I don't care.
What's their ATS on the season?
No, they lost like one fucking game.
You just hate hard coaching. You don't want to see Rich Rod Rile fun stuff.
I love hard coaching.
You don't.
No, they let me down last week, so I went the other way this week, and they came back and won.
Come on, dude.
Liberty Bibbity almost fucking lost. They didn't, though.
Yeah.
That's South Alabama did not almost lose. They
took care of business.
Trounced them. How was hockey last night?
Hockey, Stars seemed to blow leads to the Vegas Golden Knights late in the third period every time they play. It's getting a little frustrating. But the shootout ended at probably 2 a.m., so that was fun to watch it lose.
You didn't do the tie where you just wake up in the morning and check it? Or?
I fell asleep between the second and third period.
Okay.
And then woke up with 10 minutes left in the third and carried on with my evening.
A short little nap there.
Yeah, it's kind of what I do. It is kind of my key to trying to watch everything. Sports. I get 30 to 45 minute naps in twice a night and stay up till 2 a.m. It's not bad. Yeah, other than that, Coover's lost in Philly, which you hate to see. Nick was 6-1 though.
That's pretty good.
Yeah.
Shit.
Pretty good.
Yeah.
All right, let's do baseball tonight. We go to Arlington, Texas.
Hey.
Where the roof will be closed for some reason, even though it's perfect weather.
Scherzer probably asked for it.
Sound.
Scherzer probably asked for it.
It's definitely the sound.
Christian Javier goes against Max Scherzer.
Versus Golden Goose.
Sure's dogs are going good?
No, Javier.
No, I do love Mad-Eye Moody as well. Who doesn't? But I do love Christian Javier. And how about this new weird little split where the Astros are only winning on the road? Pretty strange.
So does that mean you're on the Astros tonight?
I am on the Astros tonight. I'm going to keep on jumping in front of the Texas Rangers train. I just think, you know, their bullpen is the shakiest that of any team that entered this postseason.
True.
And they've been able to cover it up, obviously, by jumping on leads and having Aroldis Chapman throw anything but a strike and somehow work his way out of the inning.
It's your boy, Bruce.
No, he's not.
He was your boy for years.
No, he's not.
You were never a Chapman guy? There was some point in your life, your Yankee fandom, you were
when
Chapman.
When he first came over from the Reds, yeah. He was throwing 103.
Yeah, come on, Bruce. Of course. Was a time. Come on.
Of course. But, you know, he is kind of intriguing coming out for the seventh or the eighth inning versus the closer. It's kind of
terrifying.
Cool. It's kind of cool. But, yeah, all this to say, I like the Astros.
I'm going
to
ride with you tonight. I'll take the Astros.
You going full game?
I don't know.
It's hard.
No.
I feel like with Max Scherzer, there's either one.
Max always gives up runs in the first
inning. Yeah, but Max is either going to give up six in the first or he's going to go six and strike out 10. And I don't think there's an in between.
Give me this. Give me the Astros first five plus the half.
Put me down for the Rangers first okay. five money line. I'll ride with Max and the lad.
Hasn't pitched in over a month.
Yeah, he's loose.
5 weeks to be exact.
What's he back from? What did he injure? I meant to look this up.
Why do I want to say shoulder, but that can't be it?
I don't know.
Well, he just let up a 3-run home run in the first inning, Tony.
The game doesn't start yet, Bruce.
I know. I just saw it happen.
Oh, okay. He with a teres major muscle strain in his right arm.
Ooh,
that
doesn't sound appealing.
That sounds like a 3-run home run in the first inning.
Does kind of, doesn't it?
Sure does. Great.
Not ideal. He could. You're right though.
Think about the fact how much pain he's going to be in too.
Well, he might be
show up and throw 98. Oh,
Max, Mad Max.
Oh, I guarantee you, there's going to be heavy metal music playing in his brain.
Mad Max loves a big moment.
Houston first five plus a half.
Rangers first five money lines.
You ever have that feeling, Tony?
Creed?
No, on the bump in your arm, your elbow just feels like there's heavy metal music playing.
Oh yeah,
that's a terrible position.
I had tennis elbow my one season, and boy oh boy, does that hurt.
Does not so go bad. Away.
Get that tiger bomb.
Oh, just hurts.
Works for like 15 minutes.
Feels like bone on bone. Okay, so that's there. Let's go to you want to go to Conference USA? Two sure. games tonight.
Sure.
Let's go.
Two games tonight.
Sure. What is this FIU line?
Yeah, this is kind of horseshit.
Okay, so I'm excited to see which direction you're going.
Why are they getting 5.5?
Which direction?
Okay.
What am I missing?
I'm on FIU plus the 5.5.
What?
I mean, so am I.
What's going on?
Both these teams stink.
Yeah, but the wreck, like.
I know, but a lot of times, you know, it's like, is there an injury?
No, the quarterback's not hurt. I looked that up. There was no outstanding injury on any of the reports that I read. I might be wrong. I don't know. I only read three. But yeah, I'm taking FIU. I found him at plus six. So I'm taking him at that. I was shopping around a little bit. I liked the number, and I don't want to lay anything more than 110.
Your uni bet?
What are you on?
Me?
No, Mitt.
Mitt's on plus six on FIU. Plus six.
Oh, okay.
At uni bet.
There's six out there?
At uni bet.
There was on my book.
Okay.
At uni bet.
Yeah, basically uni bet.
It's not uni bet. Uni bet actually has five out there. There's some 5.5. Not a
UniBet's not six.
No,
my books. Yeah.
What's saying that? Because people think you use it.
Well, what do you mean?
UniBet's a great website, dude. Don't be an asshole.
What do you mean?
Fuck.
You don't think I use Uni?
Are you on FIU?
Yeah. I mean, what I don't understand though. This feels like this is going to
back. I mean, it was a tough non-conference schedule for Sam Houston State.
Was it?
Gotta say.
No,
it was. This feels like this is going to backfire.
Are you on anything, Bruce? There.
No.
Let's all be honest. If this was Saturday, we wouldn't be betting
anything.
I don't know. I would probably take this bet.
I feel like I'd still be on NFU and you bet.
If we were laying 3.5, I'm probably buying the Sam Houston State first FBS win hype. But 5.5, I'm freaked out both ways.
I mean,
there's something out there. I don't know.
Yeah, there has to be information.
I've been staring at this number all
that
day.
We don't have.
I mean, dude, I took him plus 5.5. Here. I don't give a shit. I also laid a money line because, yeah, I mean, it's probably a trap line. I get it, whatever. But I mean, if we're gonna trap line it, I might as well get the plus and get like plus 168 out of it.
Like, okay. how is Jaguar Saints a pick 'em tomorrow, and then this is 5.5? I'm starting to get really mind blown by it, actually.
Well, I know quite a bit more about Jaguars and Saints than I do Sam Houston and FIU. I'll admit that.
What's the total?
I know a decent amount of college football.
What's the total on this?
The total?
Yeah.
Probably 44, 45.
That feels...
41.5.
I mean, I don't bet totals, but this thing feels like it's going over.
Okay.
Does feel like going
over. Does it not?
Couple feels like.
41.5?
Couple feels like from the boys. And then the other game, New Mexico State is at UTEP. I think this one should be more too. I will take New Mexico State minus 2.5. You could get them at, what is that? Caesars.
Tell you what, I'm going minus 155 at Unibet on the money line.
Is that the best money line you can get? It's not. Minus 145 at points bet.
Okay, I'll switch to points bet minus 145. I don't feel like laying any points here.
Uni's not 155 either. I feel like you're just making up Uni's lines.
No, yeah. I'm not. I would never. Quality establishment.
This is a tough one. Tough handicap. Diego Pava probably has a slight edge over fucking Cade McConnell.
You think? Yeah.
But I don't know. Something about it. I think I'm on the minors.
What?
Wow.
I don't really know why.
Going against us.
Bruce is a bit of a minor.
I do pick my nose from time to time.
The guy, kid was all in on Bitcoin.
Oh, he was.
I wasn't, actually.
What about Doge?
I was half in.
You were a pretty big Doge.
I was.
Me and Tony did some.
I was actually huge on
that. That might have been the wildest time in this office. I was big on Tron. They were a fucking.
I was big on Tron.
Did we make money off of Doge or did we not? We did.
Oh yeah. Even I made money off of Doge. I had very little money to play with.
You just gotta know when to get out.
How about that peaked in price during a Saturday Night Live skit.
Yeah.
As it should have. That's what Doge does.
Was that the 69 thing?
That Fugaz. It was a whole Fugaz. All right. So we like FIU. Gompy and I are on New Mexico State and Bruce is on UTEP. And do you have anything for that one, Mitt?
Fuck no. I don't know any of these fucking teams.
Well, at least, you know, admit.
Dude, I'm betting against Sam Houston because they're 0-6. They're going to be 0-7 after tonight.
Whoa, Mitt.
Sorry. Right.
Fish pick Sam Houston.
Why'd you do that? Why'd you do it?
I've already said I took a money line.
I know, but that's
no
difference.
No, there's not.
Now you're shit talking them.
How about this bit to round out the WNBA conversation? If the Liberty tie the series 2-2, you go the whole episode tomorrow with your mic muted. And if the Liberty lose, I will do the same.
You want to go all picks Thursday?
All picks Thursday.
Maybe Monday. How about Monday?
Okay, Monday, fair. Actually, no. Give me the Aces plus the 6, though.
We got to do another wager then, besides the mute.
Why?
I don't know. We'll figure it out, but it is fucking freezing in here, ladies and gentlemen. Nicky Skates.
Thank you, Bruce.
Two games tonight, Nick.
Two games. Ottawa Senators, 60-minute money line, minus 110.
Who do they have?
Caps. They are in Ottawa. The two nations' capitals do battle.
Yeah.
I love
when we battle the nations'
capitals. Normally, in a situation like that, I would typically take the American squad. But I really like the Sens tonight.
Wow.
The other one, I'm not talking about a 10-foot pole.
You know what? This is a vibes game for me.
Yeah. Capitals?
No.
You on the Sens, too?
The Capitals kind of in it right now, so I'm going to go with the Sens.
Jeez. I might go.
Is the capital in Ottawa occupied right now?
I don't believe it's occupied. Gumpy would know more on that situation.
I believe the U.S. one is. So I will go with the Ottawa Senators. And that's a betting angle.
I kind of want to take the Capitals.
You could.
Plus 1.5. Good. Pretty affordable.
Bit of a dust up going on.
Who's in net? Kemper?
Didn't even look.
He didn't care.
Oh, I'm on the Guinos tonight as well.
I'm not touching that game with 10-foot pole because the walking human jinx that is Evan Foxy is parading around out here. I'm not touching it.
Who is he saying? Wings?
Yeah, of course, but I'm not touching it. I hope Guinos come out, and I hope they fucking bury this wing squad, but I'm not talking.
Wings have looked good.
Foxy's been kind of hot. I'm going to ride with Foxy.
Whoa.
What did he say, Keenan?
He said he trusts Foxy more than you.
No, I did not say that. That's not what I said. That's not what I said at all. I said Foxy's been kind of hot.
But thank you for that.
He didn't actually say that. I kind of made that up.
Completely made that up.
He said Foxy's been hot. Well, Nick was 6-1 last night.
Nick's not touching the game. Nick didn't say he's got to
play
the game.
You're right.
Put my feet up. I'm going to enjoy it as a fan.
Guinos aren't losing this game.
They could. I hope they don't.
Yeah, you better hope they don't.
Wow. Chat just said Trudeau versus Biden. Who do you got?
Pick your fighter.
I think that game.
I don't think.
I think the ice melts and
yeah, you're losing either way.
Sleepy Joe, it's
hot. Yeah, I don't know.
The Biden blast, it's going to be trouble for Trudeau.
Yeah, yep.
I don't want any of it.
Okay, so you like the Sens.
Give me the Sens.
Gumpy likes the Caps and the Pens.
Yeah, I do like the Caps tonight.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fair is fair.
I'll stand.
Fair is fair.
I'll stand with
Thank you for your time.
I liked Texas hockey last night, too.
That's fucked up.
Take it easy.
At least I picked my own team. Fuck. Run out of here.
Yeah, how'd that work out for you?
Take it easy.
Pretty good till they.
Who were the guests tonight?
Who were the guests tonight? Bruce wants to know.
The show's dead. Maybe it comes back next year, but for right now, it's dead. Okay, we're doing a lot of fucking hockey content on the big show.
We are,
appreciate
actually.
That.
Good luck, I do. Boys.
See you, dude.
See you, Nick.
Any
piss off?
Any footy or anything?
Piss off.
Any footy or anything?
What's that?
Any footy or anything?
No, there's nothing till
international break.
Friday. Oh, Inter Miami tonight against Charlotte.
Without Messi.
That was a lot of boys. Yeah, there's nothing really play for there. They're kind of done, so nothing, my friend.
Okay.
Could it be a tryout for some of the lads to be on the pitch with Messi next year?
Young boys?
Okay.
I think they're going to bring in...
the young boys are playing today, too?
No, just the young boys.
Oh. I haven't heard you say their name. You haven't bet on them this year, have you?
Young boys?
Yeah.
I think I bet against them once earlier. I would like to see Suarez at Inter Miami. That would be sweet.
Okay. Tomorrow is Picks Thursday.
Hell yeah.
Where we go through the whole slate and we pick them all.
I kind of want to take Bruce up on his offer for a money line straight up bet of Aces, Liberty, loser, just muted Mike. Done.
Yeah. I can bring him one of the whiteboards over and do picks that way.
I like it.
No.
I like it.
You know how long that'll take?
What do you mean?
Just when we talk
about the game.
Yeah.
You got a 330? Boom. Here's my
thing.
Write all the 330 stuff.
Yeah, right.
My brain would explode.
I like it. All right.
Put it right here.
Mitt.
All right, Tony. A good fighter must sense rather than perceive his chance to strike. That's what we're doing tonight.
Bruce felt like he sensed his chance to strike earlier.
What do you mean?
We'll find out tomorrow. Good luck.
God bless.
Hammer.
Done.